I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
Anyone who collects records, as in hard copies like actual physical albums, is going to tell you it's all down to personal taste. I say wrong. Well, mostly wrong. There are a few core albums I feel every collector must have in their collection. The obvious? Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Led Zeppelin 1 or 4? Most likely 4. Then the Beatles, they have quite a few. Let It Be, Abbey Road, or odds are the White Album is going to be in your collection. These are just a few examples of absolute must-haves, like no collection is complete without them. So spinning today on For The Record, we have one of those must-haves. A chaotic mess of a band that resulted in one of the greatest albums of all time. A band that hit over 40 million in sales. And that's not in total over their career, that's just with this one album. My name is Jacques, and spinning today, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. The album Rumours by Fleetwood Mac is kind of a perfect album. Imagine, if you will, for comparison, a green grassy pasture. There are a few clouds in the sky gently moving by, a calf quietly moos for its mother nearby. It's kind of perfect. But the band, Fleetwood Mac at the time, well, imagine, if you will, a dumpster. A full to the brim dumpster outside a medical waste facility / sewage processing plant, and it's a hot, humid day and this thing's just been standing in the sun for hours. Oh, and it's on fire. I'll touch base on album sales and charting and whatnot in a bit, but there's no point in talking about things like, oh, they went to this studio to record in, or, oh, they used that guitar and this track. No, there's just too much happening behind the scenes. So I'm gonna really try and put this in perspective, but please feel free to grab a pen and paper to keep up. Right before the band was gonna start work on their album Rumours, Fleetwood Mac's lineup consisted of guitarist and vocalist Lindsey Buckingham, drummer Mick Fleetwood, keyboard player and vocalist Christine McVie, bass guitarist John McVie, and vocalist Stevie Nicks. So let me try and paint you a pretty picture. In 1975, the band had finished a non-stop 6-month touring cycle, and then it all started to fall apart. John and Christine McVie's marriage was on the rocks and divorce was looming, ending 8 years of marriage. However, Christine would start having an affair with Fleetwood Mac's lighting engineer before the marriage was over. The couple completely stopped talking to each other socially and would only discuss musical matters. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, who had been in the band for something like only a year at the time, were having an on-again, off-again relationship, and though they would still communicate with one another, when it wasn't about something musical or band-related, the communication was normally done in the form of fighting and screaming. And then luckily for Mick Fleetwood, there was no one left in the band to date or be married to. But he was having problems of his own.
I was not spared at all. My best friend was having an affair with my wife, Jenny.
And then at some point, he ended up jumping in the bed with Stevie Nicks. This was all coupled with a lot of alcohol and a lot of drugs. Like, a lot. And despite all this, the band kept going. Stevie Nicks remembers.
It's really hard. And by the way, guess who you get to go on stage with tomorrow night? The person that either broke up with you or you broke up with. And you have to go on stage and just be like, fantastic. Because really, the band meant everything. And the band was way more important than each separate person's problems. And we knew that.
I'm sure you've heard some sort of saying that goes along the lines of leave your personal problems at the door, but what about when your personal problems walk in the door with you? Fleetwood Mac were a bunch of songwriters, their release was music, and all the emotions left at the door, they were going to find their way into the music. Christine McVie explains a little bit more and also mentions how the album got its name.
We were all writing songs about each other, basically, although we were unaware of it at the time. All the songs were about our own private relationships and our own troubled relationships. And I think it was John that suggested the name Rumours, because we were writing sort of journals and diaries about one another, which we hadn't realized, so we heard all the songs all strung together.
So if music was their release, one of the core songwriters, Lindsey Buckingham, had some stuff he needed to get off his chest. His relationship with Stevie Nicks was in the dumps. As such, Lindsey Buckingham wrote his fair share of songs about Stevie Nicks, notably Go Your Own Way and Secondhand News. Here's Lindsey Buckingham.
Well, I think both of those are basically saying, hey, you know, I'm resigned to whatever happens, but, you know, it's a damn shame, it's not what I want. And that I think that's really about it, you know. Actually, Secondhand News, at least it has a little bit of tongue-in-cheek humor in it, because it's basically saying... As a contingency, if you ever get lonely, you know, I'm always willing to proposition you.
It must be so hard to not only have your ex write music about you, but number one, these songs became huge. And number two, you have to then perform those songs about you with them night after night. Though, if we're counting how huge the songs became, Stevie Nicks had the last laugh. We'll take a look at her song, Fleetwood Mac's only number one single, in a little while. Songs from Lindsey Buckingham to Stevie Nicks, and from me to you of today's For The Record, here's back-to-back Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way and Secondhand News.
You can go your own way. Go, go.
to back off today's For the Record, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, Go Your Own Way and Secondhand News, written by Lindsay Buckingham about his on-again, off-again relationship with Stevie Nicks. So if Lindsay could write about Stevie, then surely Stevie could bring her own songs about Lindsay. And so she did. She brought the song Dreams.
Dreams was written on one of those nights where there wasn't anything for me to do. So I went down the hall to a studio, and when I had nothing to do, I could take all my stuff down there. And so I would take an electric piano with me, you'd just stay there, you know, until they needed me. So one day, I just went in there one afternoon and wrote Dreams. And I knew when I wrote it that it was really special. And I was really not self-conscious or insecure about showing it to the rest of the band. I knew they were going to really like it.
But initially, they didn't like it. When Stevie brought the song to the studio, the rest of Fleetwood Mac, they just weren't really into it. Christine McVie went so far as to say it was boring. But Stevie Nicks asked them, please, let's just record it. And despite it being about him, Stevie would always turn to Lindsay Buckingham.
Whatever Stevie's music was, somehow I was the soulmate that just knew exactly what to do with it.
The song went on to become Fleetwood Mac's only number one single and was described by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the songs that helped shape rock and roll. Of today's For the Record, Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours, Dreams.
Cool.
Before we take a break, do you remember as recent as 2020 it made its way back onto the Hot 100 charts when a TikTok user named Dogface208, or his real name, Nathan, uploaded a video of him skateboarding down a road while drinking some juice and lip-syncing to the song Dreams. For the record on Nova 103.5. For the record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. You can go your own way. The band was on the verge of collapse during the lead-up to Rumours, and perhaps with all the internal breakups and affairs and substance abuse, the only way they could stay together was if they let it all out in the music. One of the harshest songs, in my opinion, off the album is You Make Loving Fun. Fleetwood Mac members and the resident married couple, Christine and John McVie, were busy calling it quits on their 8-year marriage. But before it ended, Christine started seeing, if you know what I mean, the band's lighting technician, Cary Grant.
That was about my then boyfriend at the time, who, for obvious reasons, since he was our lighting director, was not welcome in the studio. And so it was a little awkward having him come to visit because, you know, wherever John was, he couldn't be. So I guess we couldn't have seen very much of each other when he used to come and see me. But there were some very delicate moments while we were recording, for sure.
Just two things on that real quick. Number one, by the way things seemed, no one was going to hold the affair against her. Sure, call it a day on your marriage first, then start seeing someone else. But their marriage was beyond broken. Christine and John didn't even speak to one another unless it was about music or the band. And number two, you left him for the band's lighting technician? Before anyone comes after me about a band's hierarchy, you know, how important each member is, it goes something like this in this order. Number one, lead guitarist, then singer, then rhythm guitarist, then drummer. After that, you've got catering, the masseuse, the sound guy, security, and then eventually you get the bassist. This has nothing to do with that. It's that she started having an affair with someone who essentially called John McVie boss. The lighting technician was, after all, working for Fleetwood Mac, the band that John McVie helped found. And to make things so much worse, Christine McVie never told John McVie that the song was about the lighting technician she was having an affair with. To, quote, avoid flare-ups, she told then-husband John that the song was about her dog. John, I am here for you if you need a hug. But before we all go and hate Christine McVie, John did take her side on why she left him. We'll take a look at that a little bit later on. Of today's For the Record, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, here's You Make Loving Fun. We'll be right back. make loving fun off today's For The Record, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, a song written by Christine McVie about her affair with the band's lighting technician Cary Grant. Her husband John McVie at the time was told it's about her dog. You Make Loving Fun wasn't the only song about new love. Lindsey Buckingham wrote the song Never Going Back Again.
This was at a time when Stevie and I had pretty much parted company. This was near the end of the making of Rumors that we did this. I had met a young lady. It didn't turn into being anything heavy, but what it did do was sort of put a little wind in my sails in terms of the sense of having a sort of a regenerative spirit about things and being able to sort of move on, which I hadn't really been able to do for a little while.
It's a simple, fun pop song, and if anything, it's a bit of a breath of fresh air on a very emotionally heavy album. Lindsey Buckingham regards it as a sweet and naive song and does not consider the lyrics to be very deep, just something that reflects the desire to not repeat previous mistakes. Off today's For The Record, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, Never Going Back Again. You're tuned to For The Record only on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For The Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For The Record. Spinning today, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. You can go your own way. We had Carole King's Tapestry album on For The Record a while ago, and I described it as the perfect breakup album. Because despite everything happening with the Fleetwood Mac members at the time of the recording of Rumours and all their relationships coming to an end, I would describe Rumours, despite how beautiful it is and how amazing it sounds, more as a relationship imploding violently album than I would a breakup album. John and Christine McVie divorced, ending 8 years of marriage, but not before Christine started an affair with the band's lighting engineer. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks were having their on-again, off-again relationship and were always fighting. And Mick Fleetwood, poor Mick, you'd think since there was no one left in the band but him, he'd be safe. But nope, his wife and mother of his two kids started sleeping with his best friend. None of this was helped by the band's alcohol and substance abuse at the time. John McVie and Stevie Nicks.
At the time, it didn't seem as if we were doing anything wrong. It seemed like It was all just part of the lifestyle. In retrospect, it was stupid. At that time, it's like, that was what was at the time. Oh, yeah, you want to do this? Yeah.
I mean, that's when we were all, I think, in the worst shape of all. And we were probably doing the best music of all, you know, which is a terrible balance thing. The fact is that, you know, sometimes misery and drugs and lots of money and cars and self-indulgent ways can destroy you.
It did get really bad, especially for Stevie. Stevie Nicks' cocaine use is sadly infamous. It got to a point where a plastic surgeon advised her that if she would like her nose to remain on her face, she should stop with the cocaine. One of the relationships we spoke about was John and Christine McVie, the married couple of the band. And despite everything that happened between them and Christine's own personal demons, it was John's drinking that pushed her to leave him, John McVie.
With Chris, she saw me at the worst, one time too many. And bless her heart, she said, enough. I don't want to be around this person.
Christine wrote Don't Stop as a reflection of her feelings after her separation from John after 8 years of marriage, a song about looking forward to the future. Despite being directed towards her ex-husband John McVie, he never knew that the song was about him. He once in an interview made the statement, I've been playing it for years and it wasn't until somebody told me Chris wrote it about you. Oh really? He said. Of today's For the Record, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, Don't Stop. Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac off their album Rumours, spinning on today's For the Record. Did you know that Bill Clinton used the song in his 1992 presidential campaign? It was like the theme song for him. So much so that upon winning the election, Bill Clinton even persuaded the group to perform the song at his inaugural ball in 1993. His staff asked them, please, like, pick something of a more contemporary song, something like Garth Brooks' We Shall Be Free. But Slick Willie said, oh hell no, I'm using Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop. In the aftermath of Don't Stop's 1993 performance, Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits album jumped from number 30 to number 11 on the charts. Before we take a look at the last song on today's For The Record, I want to talk about the success of Fleetwood Mac's album, Rumours. Released on the 4th of February 1977, Rumours sold 800,000 copies in its first week. Rumours sold 10 million copies in its first month, and Rumours sold over 40 million copies since its release. It has spent over 500 weeks on the Billboard charts, it won Grammys, it got inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and above all, the word Rumours on the album is spelt properly. R-U-M-O-U-R-S. It's insane to think that the album sold more copies in its first week than most artists are going to sell in their entire career. The songwriting on the album was a lonely affair. Literally every song except one is credited to only one writer, and at that time was one of three, either Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, or Christine McVie. The one exception is probably Fleetwood Mac's most ultimate awesome song, The Chain. And before we all hold hands and rejoice and think, yay, the band got along really well at some point and wrote a song together, well, no. The song kind of came about when other members of the band's hands were being forced and they had to jump in and help out on the song. And the ones writing it just had to be forced to accept that help. Here's Stevie Nicks.
Well, The Chain was an interesting song because they had the middle part of The Chain where the solo starts, where it goes dun 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 dun. They had from that part till the end of the song, but they didn't have a song. Lindsey was very, you know, he wanted to finish the song himself, so he didn't let me or anybody else really help him. And finally, it just wasn't getting written. So I had another song that I had written, you know, out of the Buckingham Nicks era that went with it. Perfect. So I pretty much just gave them the song, and it fit.
Rumours really is just a beautiful, amazing, chaotic mess of an album. It is rock and roll history, and it made Fleetwood Mac rock and roll royalty. It truly is their magnum opus, and if you've ever considered getting Fleetwood Mac's albums, don't bother with the greatest hits. Just get Rumours. Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, the band's original two members and the powerhouse rhythm section, look back.
That's a fact. That's the most important album we ever made, because it allowed this band, Fleetwood Mac, to continue for years and years and years after it. And I really feel if we hadn't made that album, it may have hit the ultimate brick wall and literally stopped.
It was a focus. You know, all the stuff that was going up and down, and we did some great music.
Before I play The Chain, one last thing. We looked at the relationships, the heartache, the affairs, the flings, the substance abuse, and though I mentioned it, we never looked at the fling that Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks had.
That relationship with Stevie was one that meant a lot to me.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks, Mick Fleetwood. My name is Jacques, and thank you for tuning into today's For The Record, Fleetwood Mac Rumours. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for a brand new episode. Here's Fleetwood Mac, The Chain.
Never love again.
For the Record, only on Nova 103.5.